Brian and Branches Landscaping, this is Adam speaking.
Hi, Adam. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I got the message that you were thinking of reactivating your account.
Well, not thinking. I'm going to. It's just my check doesn't clear until, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning tomorrow, so I wouldn't be able to process payment until first thing in the morning, but I am 100% trying to get back on board.
Okay. So I can set it up as a post date where we take the billing information and charge it tomorrow. But since it's been a couple of years, it's been since 2021, I probably will create a fresh client interview for you just so that they can go over all of the keywords in the service area and getting you set up again, okay? We can schedule that out for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my only thing is, so the last time a few months ago, called you guys, I was told that I would still be basically grandfathered in at the same price that I was before. Is that true still, or?
I can still get you that $249 package. The only thing that changed on that is rather than including $100 worth of Google ads, it now includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. And it's actually better for your business because you're already covered on Google with the local map optimization, right, that's included with this. And then with those Facebook ads, you know how when you do a search for something, you know, pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform, you know, and you'll love that because in the tracking, we have the Facebook ads integrated now too. So you'll be able to see, you know, how many jobs came from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you, you know, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So, you know, other than that $249 pricing that you'd be grandfathered into, you would just have to pay the one-time setup fee of $99 just to get you programmed back in, okay?
Okay, so tomorrow it would be like $350 then?
Yeah, $348 with the setup fee, and then each month moving forward, just $249. And, you know, like I said before, you're already going to be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. So let's just see here. I have to make an adjustment to the package so that they don't charge you our current rate. I just want to make sure that you get that rate you had before.
So thank you.
Here. Oh, of course. No problem. I always say it's better to just say this. Go ahead. You can answer that while I'm doing this. So.
Okay. If I wanted to add 100 more for Google Ads, could I? No.
The minimum requirement right now to do Google Ads is $300 a month. So the bundle package with Google Ads now went up to $449. You could do the Facebook bundle with $249, or you could do the whole nine yards and pay $549. But I was just going to mention something to you because I see that you're eligible for even a better package, which is called the Google Guaranteed Leads. Have you heard of the Google Guaranteed program yet?
I haven't.
Okay. It's a brand new program that Google rolled out about May of last year. It's not available for all industries and all areas, but I just checked your zip code and you're a landscaping company, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it is available for landscaping companies in your area, and it's an exclusive pay-per-lead program, and how it differs from the typical lead services is those services will sell the lead to you and to everyone out there, you know, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. Google is not interested in selling leads. So once a lead comes through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you, so you'll have a higher chance of converting it. And our department monitors it and ensures that if you ever got a call from a bogus lead or something that wasn't an actual client, you wouldn't get charged for it. So you're only charged for the calls that are actual leads. Yeah. And with that package, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you have to pay or you have to pass a background check, I should say, in order to participate in it. So with the background check, you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So as long as you have a valid Social Security number or EIN number for the business or driver's license number and no felonies, you'll pass that background check with flying colors. And then once you pass the background check, the reason that Google is so strict on it is because now they're going to put a blue check mark next to your name online so everybody will know that you're Google Guaranteed certified, and you're going to have $2,000 of insurance per client that Google will provide on your behalf. So in the event that you, you know, get some kind of disgruntled client that you, you know, did a ton of work for and then all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay, so the only cost, that it would be for you to participate in this would be the one-time application fee of $250. And then the once you're approved, which would be about 4 to 8 weeks down the road, I would call you and say, okay, Adam, we want to activate the budget to run the leads. So the leads are only going to cost an average of $34.67 each. And I say average because it might be $26 if it's a smaller job, and it might be $40 if it's a bigger job, right? But they're going to average about $34.67 each. And that activation budget would equal 13 leads within the month. So I would call you and say, okay, we want to collect the activation budget of $452 because you're approved. If you pay that, the leads turn on automatically. So at that point, there's no more waiting period. And then you don't have to take 13 leads within a month. You take as many or as little as you want. So that 452 acts like an escrow account. So let's say within the month you take on 8 or 9 jobs and they're all big jobs and, you know, you don't really need to take 13. Then the next month you just pay for the 8 or 9 that you took. And if you go that route, the nice thing about it is the setup fee is included in the application fee. So if you wanted to do that, you would pay $4.99 tomorrow instead of $3.48, right? And then each month moving forward, you still pay your $2.49 monthly fee plus whatever leads you take.
Okay. All right. So I really like that. I'm not necessarily in the position to do that exactly right now. But what I would like to do is just do the original idea, I guess, with the Facebook ads first until I start generating some income. And then after I start generating more income and I see the results, then, yes, I would love to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that that's really a good route for you to go. So I have it set up for tomorrow for the 348. And let me just double check here. And I'll send you an email with the pricing and everything on the other package so that when you're ready, you can call me. But has anything from the business changed, or is it still Vine and Branches, or do you want it to show as Vine and Branches, Inc. or LLC, or what's your thoughts there?
Vine and Branches Landscaping or Vine and Branches LLC. Actually, the way my EIN and UBI read, the way it's registered is Vine and Branches Landscaping LLC, so it's probably better that it's that. So I don't want any confusion.
I agree, and that helps with branding, and it also adds credibility to your business. You know what I mean? If they see that LLC on there too, so
Yes,
so now I see I found a web address through GoDaddy that's vineandbrancheslandscaping.com, but it looks like it's not completely finished. Is that your domain?
That's one I own. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you like, we can build a site on that domain for you.
For how much?
I can include it in the package for you. I mean, you're a prior client of ours, so typically they charge $400 to put the site together, but for you, I can include it at no additional cost.
Yes, ma'am. That would be wonderful.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, the reason I ask is I look at the site that says launching soon, and I think, you know, I've been here for 14 years, and the number one reason business owners don't have a site up is they just don't have time to deal with it, right? So this way, the site will launch within 1 to 3 days, you'll have that up and running, and then down the road, you can always modify it. So let's say that, you know, in 2 months you have some cool before and after photos that you don't have tomorrow during the setup, or you have a new logo or anything, send it over to us as you get it, and then any revisions you make to that site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, okay?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then is it still 1837 West College Avenue, or did the business address change?
It's still the same.
Same. Okay, perfect. That makes it easy. So let me just put your domain in here. So when they call you tomorrow for the client interview, they'll ask you for the credentials for the domain. So I'm going to send them a note that it's a GoDaddy site. So just give them the username and password or whatever you have to get in so that they can build the site on your domain. And then this is the phone number that you want the client calls coming to, right? 509-850. Wait. I have a different number. I have the 850-8447, and then I also have this one, 6163. So which one do you prefer for client call?
This is the one I prefer. The 8447 is out of service.
Okay. So they because your former account was under that old out-of-service number, your username for your account will probably still stay that number, but that's not in any way, shape, or form associated with your business anymore. I indicated on here that for your contact and for your cell phone, it's the 6163 number. So they're going to take that number out completely as far as promoting you. But just in case you get your username and password and you see that, don't panic. That doesn't mean that we're, using that number. But it's a way that I can still honor this pricing for you and show them that you're a, you know, prior client, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, for the old billing, it was on South Hatch Street. What is the billing address now, or is it the same?
It's the same. It's not on Hatch anymore. No, it's 1837 West College Avenue. I'm sorry.
Okay, just like the business. Okay. West.
Yes, ma'am.
College. And give me the zip code one more time just so I don't have to go back to that other screen.
99201.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Give me 1 second. Let me find my wallet. Mm-hmm. It is 4867.
Okay.
9669.
Okay.
2124.
Got it.
0277.
And expiration?
0830.
And then the code?
515.
515. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, Adam, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they'll go over your keywords and get you set up. Some of this is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Vine and Branches Landscaping, LLC.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Adam Stanley, and I am the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow on August 8th in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, quick question. Because you're a prior customer, I don't know if they would approve this or not, but if I could ask them to get you started on the Google Guaranteed and just charge $100 extra where you would just pay $448 tomorrow, do you want to get that application process started tomorrow, or do you still want to hold off on it? I mean, I don't know if I can do it, but I would send a little request out and just try to see if I can get that approved.
No, I'll just wait.
You'll wait. Okay. So let me end. Okay, perfect. So now tomorrow that client interview is going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Morning's fine.
Morning. Okay. So we open at 7 a.m., and I know for West Coast that's probably too early, but we could do, 8, 9, 10, or 11.
Are y'all 7 a.m. West Coast, or?
Yeah, we're 7 to 4 Pacific time. I mean, if you want a 7 a.m., I can definitely grab it.
We could do, maybe 8.
Okay, yeah, I like that one better. But my dad always told me, don't call anyone before 9 because it's rude, but because we're business to business, they allow us to make calls as early as 8, but we come in at 7 for the East Coast calls and the Central time, So
yeah.
What I'm doing is I am blocking out an hour from 8 to 9 o'clock Pacific for tomorrow, which is August 8th. It's not going to take an hour, but I'm blocking out the whole hour in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 8:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, I'm going to try to see if I can reset your terms and conditions and send it to you, because if so, I want you to acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will make sure, again, that you're grandfathered into this rate where it never goes up. So let me just see here. Sometimes when people try to sign them, it doesn't allow it because they had a former account like you did. So let me see if I can reset it. There, reset terms and conditions. Okay, so I just clicked that box, and then I'm going to resend you a text message. You probably already got one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, but I'm going to resend it so that it puts the new link for the terms and conditions in, just so that you can acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will, like I said, grandfather you into the pricing. So let me just see here. Okay, that should trigger it. If you don't get the text, you're also going to get an email that says Local Splash initial invoice, and that same link will be in that email.
Okay, I think I just got the text.
There you go. Okay, perfect. So when you go in there, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience once you click the link. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 3 boxes you have to check. One shows you're authorized. One shows it's a recurring charge. One shows that you get text messages. Once you hit all 3 of those, you would plug in your name and hit confirm signature. And then it will take you to a page that asks for the username and password. And that's your sign that it went through.
Okay, I'm clicking the checks right now.
Yeah, if it doesn't go through right now, which I'm thinking it's going to with no problem, but if it doesn't go through right now, the only reason would be because we haven't processed the payment until tomorrow. So if you don't get that prompt right now asking you for a username and password, just tomorrow, if you get the notification that the payment processed, then by all means you can go in and do the e-signature again, and I will remind my technician to, you know,
okay,
to walk you through it just in case it doesn't go through now. Did it allow you to get that far?
No, it's just, sorry, your account does not have a valid package assignment.
Okay, yep, that's just because it hasn't processed yet, the payment. Okay, so we'll just have to table that till tomorrow, but at least you know how to do it now. And then, for the processing of the payment, we usually, I should have asked you this before I created the client interview, because we usually process them first thing at 7 in the morning. Will it be good that early, or do you need to wait till later in the day?
Nope, it'll be good that early.
Okay, good. So I'm going to put process this at 7. So you'll get a notification that's prompting you to do that e-signature again, you know, before your client interview. And then if you forget to do it, then don't panic. They'll just kind of remind you. And then do you already have a business Facebook up and running?
I do. I have an Instagram. Excellent. And a Facebook.
Good for you, Adam. So you're ahead of the curve with that. So tomorrow when they call you, they'll just have you add us to the Facebook so that we can start running the ads. So they'll send you the instructions on how to do that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so welcome aboard. I'm so glad it worked out for you. And then I'll call you in a month or so and see where you're at with the other program. And if you have any questions on the email that I send you for the Google Guarantee, just feel free to reach out to me too, okay? Hello?